Russ Francis joins us on Sports Byline. The former tight end who played 13 seasons in the NFL split between the Patriots and the 49ers, and he was an instrumental part of the 49ers' second Super Bowl title when they beat Miami 38-16 in Super Bowl 19. He had 5 receptions, and he was drafted by the Patriots in the first round after playing his college ball at Oregon. You know, Russ, at this time of the year with the Super Bowl and you having played in Super Bowl number 19, do you ever reflect back on that experience for you? Because not every player gets the opportunity to be in the showcase game.
Ron, first of all, it's a real pleasure to be talking with you. Over the years, I've come to really enjoy your diversity in sports, not just football, not just Super Bowls, not just the big events. You're a pilot from air, land, sea, and into the universe. It's been a lot of fun getting to spend some time with you and talk about things like this. And probably everybody in the front office, the guy who tapes ankles and the equipment managers, this time of year when the game is coming up, the game is coming up, Super Bowl, and this year the Patriots, one of the teams I played with, it brings back a flood of memories. And, of course, the emails now, all the older guys have picked up on the technology. So all the stories that come back, do you remember the third quarter this happened and that happened? Guys keep gaining more yards every year, more catches. I think I caught 10 passes in that game. but it's a lot of fun to reminisce. It's a lot of fun to sort of measure people up. You measure people up on the opposing teams. What would I do if I was attacking that Atlanta defense as an example for this year's game? It never leaves you. It never leaves you, and it's a deep, deep passion that I think that and a camaraderie that goes right along with it among the teammates and even opponents in some cases, where this time of year, it's a special time of year.
You know, a lot of people may not be aware of the fact that you started out your career with the New England Patriots. You took a year off, and then it was a chance meeting over in Hawaii when you were broadcasting for ABC that you ran into Bill Walsh, did an interview, and he was the one that brought you back. Tell me a little bit about that.
It was the shock of my life, and it's not a shock that I was looking forward to. I met him through my high school basketball coach, who'd been a teammate on the San Jose football team with Bill, and my coach called me up, and he said, hey, listen, great interview, because he was there when I was doing the interview with Bill at the Pro Bowl, announcing, you know, recognizing the first Super Bowl victory by the 49ers against Cincinnati, and he said, Bill wants to have you join us for dinner tonight. And I looked at my coach and said, what's up? And he smiled and laughed. He said, he wants to come back and play football. And I said, tell him to save the meal. It's very expensive at the Kahala Hilton. Tell him to save him some money. I'm not coming back to play football. I went to the dinner. Everybody who's ever spent any time around Bill Walsh, he's a very persuasive guy. His psychology, I think he secretly had a PhD. Would shame somebody like Sigmund Freud, really, in the way that he handled the egos and the eccentricities of many of the players. But he worked on me for a couple of months, and I finally, he said the one thing that made the most sense. He said, Russ, you'll never be able to join a group of people, in this case a group of men and women. He recognized everybody in the organization who want every single day to get better at what they do. In this case, it's winning football games. This is our first Super Bowl. He said, there'll be many others. And I said, I don't really care about the Super Bowl part, but the idea, the more I thought about it, is where can you perform at a high level with people like Ronnie Lott, Randy Cross, Joe Montana, Dwight Clark, Freddie Solomon, Jerry Rice. It's just Bill Ring, all the people that make up that team, the composite team, that he put together. I looked, he gave me a book full of bios of everybody. Holy smokes. So I went and played another 6 years for him and then 2 more with the Patriots for a wonderful 14 years. And we can explain the 13 versus 14 years some other time. But in a sport that I never ever planned to play. My mother was a nurse and her boys weren't going to play football. It's dangerous. And I played 1 year at Oregon to help pay for some books, and all of a sudden I'm in New England. And then, of course, with the great team and great coaches led by Bill Walsh, owner Eddie DeBartolo in San Francisco, they've got a ways to go to measure up, but that's a whole other conversation.
Let's talk a little bit about Super Bowl 19, because as you know, the hype for that Super Bowl was the fact that the Killer Bees and the Miami Dolphins and Dan Marino and everything, these guys were going to take care of the San Francisco 49ers, even though the 49ers had already won a Super Bowl, Super Bowl 16 against Cincinnati. What was it that allowed you guys to really dictate the tempo of the game and win that game as handily as you did?
I think what I mentioned earlier about every day getting better cumulatively, most players and teams as a whole get better every Sunday, because that's when you're going full speed. That's when you're challenged in all ways, mentally, physically, and so forth. Dealing, you know, pain management, the whole thing that affects a player on game day. And we knew that we were getting better every single week. And that season, by the way, you remember, Ron, we were close to being undefeated. We had to re-kick a field goal that was missed with the Pittsburgh Steelers, so that would have been a season to remember. It was a great season to begin with. But then comes Miami. I think they were favored by 11 points. Bill Walsh walked into the first meeting, and he said, well, evidently this guy Marino is just unbeatable. He said, so we might as well just send in our our congratulations. And then he kind of turned – Bill used to box when I mentioned he had been a football player at San Jose State. He'd also boxed, and you could see his nose wasn't quite straight, and there's a little bit of scar tissue in his eyebrows, not that he would admit to taking any hits. But he sort of turned that fighter warrior that was in him, as opposed to the professorial guy, the genius, everybody said they felt they saw and heard on the sidelines. And he looked at us and he said, I don't care if you're taping ankles, if you're bagging ice, offense, defense, special teams, I want that guy that wears whatever Marino's number was. I want to see with that pretty blue and orange and wonderful uniform. He said, I want red. I want lots of red. I want you to hit him. If you're going out of bounds and he's standing on the sidelines, run into him, hit him. And you could just see it was that visceral passion for the conflict, for the match, for the game, for the competition. And he got everybody fired up in that room. And if anybody, all of the people that keep these type of stats, at the time, the first team that scored in the Super Bowl won like 90% of the time. Well, Miami scored first, and everybody on our side looked at each other and went, oh, well. And then we went to work and beat them 38-16.
Yeah, do you see any correlation, when I think back on that game, do you see any correlation between that matchup and this matchup coming up on Sunday? And I say that because you've got Atlanta with all, you know, Julio Jones. You've got the other people that can catch the ball. You've got people who can run. And then you take a look at the New England Patriots, and they're just somebody that goes out and does and takes care of business as they do. Nothing really too flashy. Even Tom Brady isn't flashy. He's effective. Do you see a correlation there in that game and this game coming up on Sunday, Russ?
I do, and I do in many ways, ways that you mentioned. And I do, from time to time, I speak to groups about selecting the people that are part of your team. You know, some people call it team building, but I call it, you know, understanding the passion and the commitment of individuals that are going to play together. There are very few people that have the ability to put that chemistry together, and Bill Walsh is one of them. But Bill Belichick is another. If I go back to New England, and I go back, I have over the years many times, training camp or during the season, He'll always be walking towards me, pulling those index cards that Bill Walsh used to have. Coach Belichick will pull them out of his pocket, start designing a play. So what would Bill do with this guy in motion and that guy, and the defense does this and the thing? He's just constantly looking for the edge, and he does it player by player, coach by coach, play by play. And that means during practice, that means in his sleep, there is a guy who is committed and passionate. Some people say obsessed, but I think it's more of a passion. He's a lot like Bill Walsh, and he's a lot like those players that you mentioned, you know, putting together, well, how do we match up against these guys? And there's very few people that are going to match up against a Tom Brady, but what made Tom Brady? What made Joe Montana? By the way, you remember in the Bay Area, Tom Brady was the young, skinny kid that used to come into the players' parking lot and get autographs. His father is a friend of owner Eddie DeBartolo. And he's got all Ronnie Lott's signed jersey and helmet and everything else. He's a closet 49er fan is what he is. But all of those players, it's like, you know, they have all the players that guys are injured. They come back and people say they're done. They're just not going to be able to show up and win on Sunday. They have stories about Tom Brady and Deflategate, which was a complete and total misrepresentation of that individual, Tom Brady, in my humble opinion, and everything to skew the story one way or the other. It's very simple. The New England Patriots are the most well-prepared, best-coached, prepared team on Sunday, championship games notwithstanding, of any team in the National Football League. So they're going to be tough to beat. They just have a way about them. When it comes time to win, they win. And that reminds me of our team in 1984.
By the way, I might point out that Russ does a lot of work with different businesses as a speaker, and he likes to talk to them individually to really make an impact and help them be part of the company's growth and building. And it does come down to communication. And I also think I used the word with Bill when I had a conversation. I said, you're a master manipulator. I guess motivator could be slipped into that phrase in place of manipulator. But when you take a look at Belichick and you think about Bill Walsh, what was the secret to them being able to motivate their players?
Well, you know, when we talk about flying, which we do every time we connect, you know, whether it's a week or a year or 10 years, we talk about thinking ahead of the airplane. We were talking earlier, you talked about an airplane that's going 300 miles an hour. You better be thinking at 301 miles an hour, even if it's just a little bit ahead of the airplane. Bill was always thinking ahead with the player. He knew what motivated people. He knew if he put the right people together. One of the things when I speak to groups or individuals, companies, corporations, or in this case, individuals, about what it takes to get the highest and best performance you can out of yourself and out of others, it's getting people that are really good at what they do, whether it's broadcasting, whether it's playing football or basketball or whatever, they recognize the commitment in somebody else that every single day is going to be a challenge to get better. And as that other person gets better, it's not ego, it's not anything other than, I want to be on that guy's team. The first week in practice with the San Francisco 49ers with Ronnie Lott, who was just in his second year when I got there, it was my seventh, he hit me so hard, and we're just wearing T-shirts and shorts and helmets. And we're supposed to be going half speed. He came full speed. He wanted to let me know who he was. And if I was out of position or he didn't think I was moving quick enough, and by the way, Ronnie, if you're listening, it was supposed to be a half speed, three-quarter speed drill, he tattooed me, and it was serving notice that this is the level that we practice at. This is the level that we live our lives day by day at. And come Sunday, it's showtime, and you better be ready. So this is how we do it. And you recognize that in the people that work around you. And you get excited about it, and you start to find ways and look for ways to try and get better. Bill Ring used to come up to us during practice and say, now, if you're blocking on that double team, when do you come off for that inside linebacker? I want to know whether you're going to chop him or do you carry him up the field so I can cut back underneath you. I mean, it was like being in a think tank. Everybody's working in the locker room, on the field, before meetings, during meetings, or after practice, out someplace else, and trying to get better. And that is a rare, rare experience indeed.
Russ, we only have 30 seconds, so quickly I have to ask you who's going to win this game. I think I know which way you're going to go, but just briefly, who's going to win it and why?
I think the Falcons have all the tools to win this game. I think that the passion of the New England Patriots and the experience that they have in Bill Belichick, there's going to be some surprises. Watch for some plays that you've never seen from the Patriots before, but watch Tom Brady have a game of his life. Ron, it's been a real pleasure, and it's a shout-out to all of our airmen. Sailors, soldiers, and Marines, thank you very much for your service, and thank you, my friend. It's
okay.
Always a pleasure.
I'm going to have you back soon. Take care, Russ.
Aloha.
Russ Francis, again, former tight end who played 14 seasons in the NFL, split between the Patriots and the 49ers, and, of course, they won Super Bowl 19. And, by the way, for more information about Russ, or if you're interested in having him appear at your next business event, all you have to do is contact Rob Hempel at National Sports Distributors, and you can find them at nsdsports.com. Very interesting person, and I've known him for a very long time. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.